Hi, this is May.
And I'm Joy.
Welcome to the QWERTY Writing Life podcast, where we have candid chats about our creative lives.
May and I are friends, writers, and creatives who want to share our endeavors out loud.
On this podcast, we're here to encourage each other, and you too.
And share tools we've discovered or made up.
So you can follow your passions with a little support. So grab your tea.
Or your coffee.
And let's get started. We are excited to be with you this week, and today we're going to talk about finding the creative in your community. But before we do that, let's talk about our weeks. Joy, what'd you do?
All right, so one of the things that I did this week that was creative was I worked on a blog post for a longtime client of mine, and she does interior design. Specifically, she makes high-end drapery designs, or draperies, high-end draperies. There we go. Say it right in a minute. And so something that I don't necessarily have a lot of experience with doing, of course, but I've been writing her blog for a very long time, and so I've learned quite a bit about fabrics and draperies and design, and it's really cool because it's such a creative thing, and seeing all the pictures of these designs that they do and these things that they create, they're very focused on the details and all these little exquisite couture details that they put into their works and their designs are just so cool. And it's kind of inspiring, you know, one kind of creativity inspires other kinds of creativity. So when I work on her stuff, you know, it inspires me in my writing, even though they're completely unrelated types of creative endeavors, but they inspire one another. So that's kind of neat.
I still think we use our right brain, though, like when we're looking at things that someone else has made, any time that we're using our right brain, it's really just sparking all of the other things. When we see other people's talents, it kind of ignites our own to wake up and be used. So I don't know. Yeah. I have a theory, but it's
it's a working
theory. It's one of those May theories. That's it.
We like the May theory.
Well, I don't think you sound crazy at all, Joy.
Well, thanks. At least I don't sound crazy in one thing. So what about you? What about your creative week?
I had a really awesome week. I'm jittery because I'm so anxious to just do the things that... So what happened was... Yeah. Let me start at the beginning. That's a ton of time. So I had lunch today with the person that I am doing poetry and art with, and I am so excited. We narrowed it down to three different focus points, and we decided on the medium that we're going to use for art. We decided on what types of poems we're going to be writing. I'm so geeked out. We set a date for when we're going to get together and actually create the art. And I love dates.
We're not talking about the dinner and a movie kind.
No, we're not talking about that. I'm talking like calendar dates. Mm-hmm. I love having something on the calendar because I am less likely to procrastinate, and I'm less likely to talk myself out of doing something that I really want to do. So now we have a date on the calendar, and y'all, we have been talking about this for a year, and we finally have a date on the calendar. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm so excited for y'all. Oh my goodness.
Yes. So that was the main creative thing that happened this week, and I'm very stoked about it. I did a lot of research this week. So I did a lot of research on different type of art mediums and trying to find out what was best for what we were doing and all of that stuff. So that's what happened, and I am so very excited. I cannot wait to tell you guys, and my life will be anticipating that date on the calendar until it comes and goes.
Yay. I'm so excited.
That is what happened. So today we are going to dive right on into the topic and talk about finding the creative in your community. And Joy is going to lead us through her little town.
Well, thank you. Yes, I live in Slidell, Louisiana, which is just north of Lake Pontchartrain, so just north of New Orleans. So I usually say New Orleans just because everybody knows where that is. I mean, pretty much anyone in the world knows where New Orleans is. Slidell, not so much. But it's a really cool town, and I have been so surprised at just how much creativity is in this town. When I first moved here, I didn't really know a lot of the things that are available, a lot of the creative outlets that are just right here. And so I have been pleasantly surprised that the more that I've looked and the more people that I've met, the more I've discovered artists and authors and painters and, I mean, you name it, photographers, and then groups to go along with all of this. So I have a speculation that goes with this, that I think that you probably have this in your community too. It just takes you opening your eyes and looking for it. Because when I just kind of started looking, not really expecting to find anything, I found myself very surprised at just how much. And I'm still, like, every day almost, I'll meet someone else who is doing something creative in the community. And so, it's just opportunities arise when you put yourself out there. So when I started really pursuing publication, and I started telling people about that, is really when I first started finding out about more writers in my area. And so, people mostly in my church would say, "Oh, well, so and so, who's my neighbor, has written a book," and then they'll put us in contact. And so things kind of evolve from there. I found out that, another member of my church is a writer and was working on a book, so we've been able to discuss those things, and we even are planning on writing a book together. So, things like that, that just opportunities that arise when you kind of open yourself up or you look for those things. So that's kind of what I've discovered. And then I had a few specific tips for finding this in your community. But did you have anything that you want to add before we kind of get into maybe some places to look?
I suppose the only thing that I would really like to add is that if you are new to a city, of course that gives you the optimal opportunity to put yourself out there. But if you are not new and just say that you have been living in the same town your entire life and you've just never explored the opportunities that are there, there's no day like today. Maybe you just want to know something more about where you live. And that sense of home and that sense of community can really make where you live come alive to you. Whereas maybe it was just a place on a map before, and now it's something that is growing and feeds you and nurtures you, and you nurture it at the same time. So
So
all
true.
I've had to
I
say.
love that. Oh, I love that. Yes. And I think too, another thing is, because as I'm talking through a couple of these things that popped in my mind of places to look and ways to get involved, not all of them have to do with writing. Now, you can, like we were talking about earlier, other types of creativity inspires your own creativity. So say you're a writer, but there's an art gallery in your town. You might be surprised just how inspiring it is to go and visit there and, see some of the art on display. That could maybe prompt a story or something. You never know. So the first thing that comes to mind is just places, okay? You have places in your community. And the very first place that always comes to my mind is the library. Okay, so check the bulletin boards there because most libraries do have bulletin boards and they allow people to post community events. And then even online, they'll have events calendars for stuff going on at your libraries. They will have book clubs. They might have writing groups. They might have, I mean, you name it. I know ours has a lot of speakers that come in. Other authors in the area will come in, and sometimes they're there to talk about their books, but sometimes they come in to talk about the art of writing. And so they share some of their experiences, which is very interesting. And guess what? Everything at your public library is free, so you can't beat the price. I'm a huge proponent for libraries. I happen to love ours, so there is that. And then bookstores. Bookstores are the same. I mean, some of the same things. You can find book clubs, you can find writing groups in your local independent bookstore. I'm a huge proponent for those as well.
And it's our show, so we can do that.
Yes. I seriously love independent bookstores. If you are blessed with a local bookstore in your town, then you really are lucky, because they are a gem, and get to know those people because they're pretty cool. So other places would be, like I mentioned earlier, art galleries or art studios. I know we have an art studio that just opened up, and I'm really excited because she's about to have a grand opening kind of thing. I'm hoping I'm going to get to go that night and see what she's done with the place, because she's in an old train depot, which in itself is super cool.
Perfect.
I know. So other studios, you know, you might have a pottery studio, which is really cool. I've been in one of those, and that's super cool. Auditoriums, performance halls, you might have an orchestra or something like that in your community, and that would be something interesting to go to. And then coffee shops, bistros, cafes, like your little local shops. That's where you're going to find a lot of gatherings, or a lot of, you know, niche types of groups that meet. That's where you're going to find those. And then also colleges. So if you happen to live in a place that has colleges, sometimes they have these sorts of things more than just a regular community might. So that's kind of something else. And then I know a lot of us are, by nature, we tend to be a little bit introvert. Introverted. There we go. It wasn't coming out right.
Yes.
I was going in between introspective and introvert, and it wasn't coming out
that.
Right.
That is my life. I feel like I make new words all the time because I'm just mixing together two words that are in my head.
Which is totally fine. I mean, you know, we're writers. We can do that. But anyway, so because we tend to not really want to go out and have to be around brand new people in a situation where we're by ourselves, it's a little intimidating. Start online. Okay, so just start and search and see what's in your group or in your town. There might be literary societies in your area, writers groups, artists groups, things like that, photography groups, if you're into photography. There are usually meetups for all of these different things. So if you start online and you look for these things, and then maybe you make contact with someone who's involved, then that might be a way to kind of ease you in to actually going and being around some new people. Or take a friend.
Yes, you could totally do that.
Yeah. And then the other thing is local events. Okay, so look for events. Our town is wonderful. We have this area that I guess it would be most places you would say downtown. They call it Old Town here. And just the past few years, the business owners in that part of our town have really revitalized that area. And it has become a place where they constantly have events. People go and, you know, you hang out on the street, you walk around, you chat. I mean, these are things that, I mean, honestly, these days we don't go out and just walk around the street and talk to people very often. Not in our society. We tend to just hang out in our houses and veg. But them having these events has allowed us the opportunity to get out and to do these kinds of things, which in itself is wonderful for community. But most of these are like arts evenings. They'll have those, I think they have them a couple of times a year now. And it's not just for artists. They also feature authors in the area. And so the shops will stay open late, and you have a little map, and it will tell you what artist is going to be at each of the businesses. And so each business kind of sponsors or features an artist, and you can go in and purchase their work or, you know, things like that. So that's really kind of cool. And then farmers markets are another place. It's not just for produce.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's you exactly
had,
what I was thinking.
Yes, yes. You had someone
Get
that
out
you
of my
met.
Head, Joy.
Yes. Well, you know, we are like this. But do you want to tell?
We have a farmer's market that's every week. It's like every Thursday during certain seasons because mm-hmm. summer is really hot. They don't generally do it in the summertime.
Sure.
But every Thursday, farmers from all over will come and sell their wares. But also, we have artisans who come and sell the things that they make too. And it's just a really, even if you don't need food, and even if you don't need another trinket or anything like that, just the people who are around you and are so inspiring. And if you have a creative soul and they have a creative soul, you might have a new friend there. So
that's very true. Just the conversations that pop up at these events are just super neat. I mean, even if you know, maybe you can't afford to buy something at every little vendor or something like that, you may not be able to buy anything at all, but you may, like you said, you never know, you could find a new friend, or at the very least, just have conversations that are rich and stories that you wouldn't hear otherwise, because everyone has stories.
Yeah.
We're all full
of
them.
And I find that if you're like surrounded by creativity and you're feeling empty, it kind of does refill the well
mm-hmm.
a bit.
It does.
You know, no matter what kind of creativity it is, like if you're just standing there in the middle of a farmer's market, just soaking it in. Like,
yes.
That's fun.
It really is.
It's so fun.
And even like, you know, if they make their own jams, make their own, you know, that's art in itself.
The farmers markets are the best.
They are. They are. I totally agree with that. And then you might have other community events. I know we also have something here, and I don't know if this is a New Orleans thing, like if it started there, because I know that that's where they had it first, and then we've recently started it here in the past few years. It's called White Linen Night, and everybody who has white linen actually wears white linen dresses or, you know, whatever you have. You don't have to, but it's just kind of a thing, and it's usually like in August, so it's still super hot. We're all melting. But it's the whole thing. You walk around the streets, you talk to everybody, the businesses stay open, vendors are out selling books, jewelry, woodworking. Oh, I love the woodworking. It's like one of my favorite things. But anyway, yeah, so things like that. And so I'm sure you have things like this in your area. We have the best Little Free Library, the TARDIS Little Free Library. I know I've mentioned it before, but it is the best one of all of them. Just have to say. But my friend is one of the starters of that, and she had a create around the TARDIS. So what was so cool was you had people over there knitting, you had people writing, you had people doing all sorts of different crafty things all together sitting around this giant TARDIS behind the little old town soda shop.
So, if you don't know what a TARDIS is, Google Doctor Who television show, and you'll learn all about the TARDIS.
Yes. It's bigger on the inside.
TARDIS.
Yes. There you go. It actually stands for something. You can look that up, too. Mm-hmm. You'll learn something. So anyway, so I was going to tell a couple of benefits that came to mind from finding this. Can you think of anything else, though, like other places to look or anything like that before we move on?
I really feel you were super thorough with everything that you said.
I think the biggest thing is you've got some of this stuff in your community. You just have to look for it. And there's our time. So very quickly.
Yes.
You want me to do the benefits? And then we'll jump into the challenge? Okay.
Let's do it.
That's a plan. All right. So these are just a few benefits that popped in my mind of finding the creative in your community. We've already said this several times tonight. First of all, the inspiration. You're going to be inspired by whatever creativity or creative discipline is around you. Companionship. You're going to realize, hey, you're not alone in this crazy project that you have put on yourself. You're not alone in that. Also community. You're building a stronger community for yourself. You're finding like-minded people, you're finding other creative people, but you're also building a stronger community in which you live, just overall. Because events like the ones that I described, when we're going out and we're walking up and down the street and talking to people, that doesn't happen very often. that builds a stronger community just overall. And then partnerships. The sky's the limit on this one. Okay, if you put yourself out there, you start meeting other creative people, who knows what opportunities might arise and what partnerships might arise. I mean, I've already found there's a lady who lives super close to me, and she goes to several of these events, and she makes leather bookmarks. Well, hello, I write books, and she makes bookmarks. That's a match made in heaven, right? Okay, so yes. Things like that. All right, so here is our challenge, and our challenge is for you to find at least one creative location, event, group, or meeting place in your community, okay? At least one. And we're not going to stop there, okay? Because there's another part to this challenge, because you know we can't let you get off easy, right?
All right. That's a little too easy.
This is
a challenge, not exactly. A QWERTY suggestion. This is a challenge.
Exactly. So we want you to make concrete plans. You know that whole date thing that we were talking about earlier? Putting a date on your calendar? Okay. Make concrete plans to attend or join or reach out in some sort of way with whatever it is you find in your community. And then, one more thing, we want to know about it, okay? So if this is like a brand new thing, we definitely want to know what you find and how it goes and that kind of thing. But you may have a community like mine where you've just got it all over the place and you want to share with us what your community does and where you found the creative in your community. And we really want to hear about it. So there you go.
And here's the thing too, like maybe you're looking at some things, you put something on the calendar and maybe you are having some super stress about it, some terrible anxiety, and you need some help, please email us at editorial@logosandmythos.com and we can try to come up with some suggestions for you that you might be able to try to help you lower your anxiety, lower your stress, and get you out the door and into your community. We would be happy to help you with that if you need that.
Absolutely. Because I might look outgoing and I might appear to be outgoing when I go to these things, but that's after I've had a lot of anxiety behind closed doors and nobody sees that part. It's not easy to put yourself out there. So I totally get that.
Yeah. Joy and I both are naturally introverted people who have had to come up with little tips and tricks for ourselves to get us to be where we are now.
Very true. Okay. All right. Well, I think that's it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
I love this episode, and I can't wait to hear from you guys.
Yes.
And I hope you guys have a wonderful creative week.
Yeah, you too.
Remy does too.
Yes. I think that was Bentley.
Bentley does too. All right. See you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening until the end.
Seriously, you're a trooper.
Do you think QWERTY Writing Life is the bomb?
May, you just said the bomb.
Don't you censor me.
If you think QWERTY Writing Life rocks ice for real,
oh my word.
Please rate, review, and share us with others.
If you have questions about this week's episode or want to start a conversation, you can reach us by visiting QWERTYWritingLife.podbean.com.
We'll be back next week with more candid chats for you.